Richard Ray with Leicestershire all-rounder Neil Dixon. Neil, another tough day for their guys, but one of the big positives, your own return, and obviously to pick up 5 wickets was something.
Yeah, it was. I think, obviously, the first wicket I took yesterday, I think, came as a bit of a surprise at that time. I think the wicket has been quite hard work, especially for us. In the first innings, not much went off the straight. And, yeah, I thought the boys battled hard together, and obviously coming out there after the break and obviously had a clear plan just to bowl quite wide and let them come after it. And yeah, luckily still went hard at one and just started the next few wickets that came after that. But then I think obviously that when I was bowling then I could see then that the wicket was starting to go through a little bit more. I'm not sure if that was the odd divot or whatever, but yeah, with that, I think they've obviously come out and bowled well and hit good areas, banged away there for long periods and got the results from that.
Yeah, they got one or two more were keeping low as the day went on, weren't they? But it's tough for the Foxes with an inexperienced attack. They kept going, the younger guys, well, didn't they? And it's all a part of a learning curve, I guess.
It is, and look, I think we came off yesterday, we weren't disappointed with the way things had gone. I think it's part of a learning curve. I think what they showed with the attack that they've had and the experience they have, that guys can bowl obviously consistently in that area for long periods of time. And I think obviously bowling in it can take a lot from the way they've bowled there. And I think on top of that, they've brought a young guy in with Potsy, I thought bowled extremely well and was allowed to, just because they had obviously given themselves opportunities to attack a bit more. I think that's what they did well.
And for yourself, it's obviously been a long time off, but it looked like your shoulder was okay. It looked like it was coming through well, probably as well as it has this season, to be honest. And the early games struggled a little bit.
Yeah, no, it has. I think it's obviously a bit of a mix of shoulder and probably lack of playing, getting a bit of rhythm. Played last week in the twos at Beckenham, and I think that was obviously brilliant for me because the first innings there was almost back to how I was in the start of the season, no rhythm. And then I suddenly just clicked and bowled an 8 over spell there, and obviously brought that confidence from there. I didn't take any wickets in the second team game, but I honestly thought I bowled as well as I have over the last few years, and I knew if I could do that, turning up this game, things would be good. And yeah, it felt good. Obviously didn't get the rewards yesterday early, but obviously if you do stay in there, it just shows the rewards do come.
And Harry and Hort's dug in well at the start of the reply. Hort's got a cracking delivery from Chris Rushworth, so did Harry, in fairness, from the other end, bounced at him. Now for you and Ned to try and dig in tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. I think you can look too far ahead sometimes. I think you look the way Harry and Hort, I thought, started us off to get us off to the start. It's quite easy to go onto the field and start batting after teams just got over 500 and get knocked over quite quickly, and that can happen. But yeah, the way they apply themselves, Hort's, obviously I was sitting right behind when he got the ball in it. Yeah, it's one of those you can always obviously look at things and think what I could have done differently, and yeah, for me there's nothing he could have done differently. And same with Harry, I think you can overanalyze things sometimes, and I think if you can say to yourself you had a clear mind at that time, then so be it. But I think they both got good balls, and then yeah, so now it's just, I think it's one partnership, myself and Ned. Don't look too far ahead. I think we've actually just got to enjoy it too. I think you can look too far ahead and think, oh, I feel sorry for yourselves, but it's actually just enjoy what's ahead, and hopefully we can not get a good partnership going tomorrow and take the momentum for the rest of the team.